The past week in Houston, Texas, an ICE officer shot and killed Lorenzo Salgado Araujo. And that's all we know is fact. On both sides are making their claims. You know, for example, spokesperson for ICE said officers were trying to pull over a vehicle as part of a targeted enforcement operation. They said the driver of the vehicle, they tried to pull over. Salgado tried to get away. Investigators say Salgado rammed into an ICE vehicle and refused to follow orders. They also said he tried to weaponize the vehicle and run over an officer. Sound familiar? Federal officials said the ICE officer opened fire in self-defense during the incident. Salgado was struck. He was taken to local hospital where he was pronounced dead. Now, those who were witnessing all this, as well as Salgado's family, said he would not have ever resorted to any type of violent act. One more fact that certainly has to be put out there is Salgado Araujo is an undocumented immigrant. He's also a business owner, father of three, and has been in America for 35 years, having no criminal record. Now, why do we have this absence of facts in this case, at least at this point? None of the ICE officers were wearing body cams. Wait a minute. Didn't ICE Barbie on her way out, Christine Ohms, say, as part of her parting efforts, every single ICE officer was going to have body cams? Well, the Department of Homeland Security has an answer for that question. The lack of body cameras, they're blaming the Democrats. DHS spokesperson released this. The process of purchasing and issuing body-worn cameras to all of our ICE field officers was interrupted by the Democrats' multiple government shutdowns. Body cameras have been deployed to more than half the field offices, with the remaining half to receive them around the next 60 days. Accountability, what a concept.